From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, July 21st. The morning read, 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from Ars Technica, the Space Force is now seeking to buy up to $30 billion in rocket launches. It seems as though $5.6 billion wasn't enough. That was the news from the U.S. Space Force on Friday, when military officials announced they were tripling the maximum value of one of the service's national security space launch contracts to $17 billion. The expansion of the Space Force's National Security Space Launch, NSSL, Phase 3 contract comes as the Pentagon signals rising demand for military satellite launches. Next. Second, from ARS Technica Science. The Space Force is now seeking to buy up to $30 billion in rocket launches. The U.S. Space Force is tripling the maximum value of its national security space launch contracts to $17 billion, up from $5.6 billion. This move reflects rising demand for military satellite launches as signaled by the Pentagon. The National Security Space Launch Program allows the Space Force to select from a pool of launch providers for individual missions, covering both high-priority strategic missions and risk-tolerant ones like experimental payloads and rideshare missions. The program has two parts, Lane 1 for lower priority missions and Lane 2 for higher priority strategic ones, including spy satellites and radiation-hardened communication satellites. This expansion is likely a response to the growing need for reliable and secure satellite launches, which are crucial for the military's operations. The Space Force is now seeking to buy up to $30 billion in rocket launches, with the option to purchase additional launches beyond the initial $17 billion contract value. This significant increase in funding will give the Space Force more flexibility to meet its satellite launch needs, but it also raises questions about the long-term sustainability of the program and its impact on the commercial launch industry. Up next, third, from Ars Technica. The Space Force is now seeking to buy up to $30 billion in rocket launches. It seems as though $5.6 billion wasn't enough. That was the news from the U.S. Space Force on Friday, when military officials announced they were tripling the maximum value of one of the service's national security space launch contracts to $17 billion. The expansion of the Space Force's National Security Space Launch, NSSL, Phase 3 contract comes as the Pentagon signals rising demand for military satellite launches. And then, fourth, from GameSpot, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, 4 beta, dates, content, and how to get in. So the Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, 4 beta kicks off on August 21st with early access for pre-orders, and then it opens up to everyone on August 28th. It's available on PC, PS5, Xbox Series XXS, and Switch 2. During the beta, you can try out multiple maps and modes, 19 different weapons, and a wide selection of playable characters. The beta also includes a variety of tacticals, lethals, field upgrades, perks, and killstreaks. If you pre-order the Vault Edition, you'll get access to exclusive operators and weapons, like the Hostile Alliance Operator Pack and the Signature Weapons Collection. People who pre-order the game will get early access to the beta, but the open beta is free for everyone. Just keep in mind that you might need an online multiplayer subscription to play. The beta will give you a chance to try out the training mobility course, which is designed to help you learn the game. Activision is also promising an unprecedented beta experience with more details to come in the weeks ahead, including beta rewards and other surprises. They're also hosting a live event called Call of Duty Next on August 21st, which will feature new gameplay footage and developer interviews. The open beta runs from August 28 to September 1, so mark your calendars if you want to try out Modern Warfare 4 before it launches. Next. Fifth, from IGN, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare. 4 beta dates confirmed. The beta test for Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 4 is set to kick off immediately after the Call of Duty Next presentation on August 21st, with early access available from August 21 to 25 for PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X/S players who pre-ordered the game. The open beta will then take place from August 28, September 1, including Nintendo Switch 2 players who can pre-order starting August 26. During the beta, players can expect to test out multiple multiplayer maps and modes, including 3v3 skirmishes, tanks, and the new killblock mode. They'll also be able to choose from a selection of brand new operators, including those available in the Vault Edition, and unlock up to 19 different weapons. The gunny system will allow players to build loadouts, and more information on the beta will be revealed soon. Pre-ordering the Vault Edition will unlock operators Price, Valeria, Ghost, and Blix, among others, for use during the beta. The game is set to launch on October 23, 2026, for PC, Switch 2, PS5, and Xbox Series X, .S. The beta will feature a wide selection of content, including 19 different weapons, 3v3 skirmishes, tanks, and more. Players will be able to test out the new gunny system, which allows for loadout building and experience the game's various multiplayer modes, including Search and Destroy and the new Killblock. The game's launch content promises to deliver a robust multiplayer experience with a focus on competitive play and large-scale battles. The beta will give players a taste of what's to come, and the developers will continue to reveal more information in the lead-up to the game's launch. Up next, 6th, from Nintendo Life, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare. Open beta starts next month. No pre-order required. Activision and Nintendo have announced that an open beta for Call of Duty. Modern Warfare 4 will take place next month from 28th August to 1st September 2026. Pre-orders will also kick off from 26th August 2026, though it's been clarified that you won't need to secure your purchase to take part in the beta. All you'll need is an active Nintendo Switch online subscription and, naturally, a Nintendo account. And then, 7th, from The Wrap. Avatar: Aang, The Last Airbender Review, a powerful but rushed chapter in one of the great modern sagas. It's usually a red flag when someone says a movie or a TV series or a video game or whatever is for the fans. That's partly because it deflects criticism, accusing anyone who doesn't like a thing of not being part of your super cool club. But it's also because many films confuse for the fans with fan service, and fan service isn't enough on its own. Next, 8th, from Screen Rant. Avatar: Aang, The Last Airbender Review, ATLA sequel movie fails to live up to its grand legacy. The new movie is set 70 years after the original series, with Aang's granddaughter, Katara's daughter, and Zuko's son all grown up and facing a new threat to the world. The story follows a young airbender named Aang's great-granddaughter, who discovers she has the ability to bend the elements, just like her ancestors. The movie explores themes of identity, family, and the weight of legacy, but some fans are feeling a disconnect from the original series. The new characters are well-developed, but the story feels overly reliant on nostalgia, with some fans feeling that it's more of a greatest hits compilation than a genuine continuation of the original series. The animation is visually stunning, with a unique blend of traditional and computer-generated imagery, but it doesn't quite live up to the standard set by the original series. One of the biggest issues is the lack of character development for the main villain, who feels more like a caricature of a villain rather than a fully fleshed-out character. The movie also relies heavily on convenient plot devices and contrivances to move the story forward, which can feel frustrating for fans who are invested in the world and its characters. Despite these issues, the movie still has its moments, and the themes of identity and legacy are timely and well explored. However, it's clear that the movie is trying to recapture the magic of the original series, rather than forging its own path. Overall, it's a decent but not great addition to the Avatar universe, and fans of the original series may find themselves feeling a little underwhelmed. Up next, 9th, from Collider. Avatar: Aang, The Last Airbender is too good to be a streaming afterthought. Review: ask people what the best animated show ever made is, and there's a good chance that someone will bring up Nickelodeon's Avatar, The Last Airbender. The three-season fantasy series was a gargantuan success when it first released, bringing with it stunning hand-drawn animation, a unique and interesting world to explore, and truly well-developed and nuanced characters that grow with each episode. And then, 10th, from Story Flow Parenting, Daily Parenting Brief, July 20th, from Story Flow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Chloe, July 20th. 10 stories, evidence-led, no fluff, small inputs compound. Let's get into it. First, from Scary Mommy, I'm a Type C mom and proud of it. A mom is embracing her Type C personality, which means she's particular about certain things like organization and punctuality, but lets go of others like strict bedtime rules and schedules. She's okay with her kids wearing mismatched socks and having messy rooms, as long as they're happy and engaged. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.